Tonight, history made at the Supreme Court. The court overturning Roe versus Wade. A 6-3 vote, the conservative justices overturning Roe. A 50-year precedent, abortion rights protected across this country until now. Tonight, deciding to uphold Mississippi's abortion law and overruling Roe versus Wade. Tonight, President Biden declaring it a sad day for the court and the country, calling it a tragic error, and saying the decision shows how extreme the court has become. The court turning abortion rights to the states to decide. Tonight, 13 states with so-called trigger laws, immediate laws that ban abortion, now set to go into effect. Missouri and Oklahoma among the first states tonight with those bans already taking effect. 26 states now preparing to ban or severely restrict abortion. Demonstrators on both sides rallying at the Supreme Court and across the country. ABC's Terry Moran at the court tonight, and ABC's Rachel Scott with women from all over this country on both sides of the debate. Some outraged that this is no longer a private decision between them and their doctor. Others who say they have fought for this moment for 50 years. The political battle to come, former President Trump, who appointed three conservative justices to the court, tonight taking credit for the court overturning Roe. And tonight, Republican Senator Susan Collins, who supports abortion rights, now saying she was misled by Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh. Tonight, what those justices said about Roe before being confirmed to the court. And Mary Bruce this evening on how both parties now believe this issue will be front and center in this year's midterms. The dividing lines clear across this nation, sometimes opposing views within the same family. Mothers and daughters who disagree. Deborah Roberts on that tonight. The other major news this Friday night, the first major piece of federal gun reform in nearly 30 years. The bipartisan agreement from the Senate now passing the House, awaiting the president's signature. The major headline from Ukraine tonight, where the Ukrainians are now pulling out. And the remarkable find tonight, the world's deepest shipwreck, a U.S. Navy destroyer, the underwater video, and where it's been found.
From ABC News World Headquarters in New York, this is World News Tonight with David Muir.
Good evening, and it's great to have you with us here on a Friday night. And we begin tonight with the historic and sweeping ruling from the Supreme Court. The conservative majority by a 6-3 vote overturning Roe versus Wade, the right to choose abortion that had stood for half a century in this country, a nearly 50-year precedent. The court now turning the issue over to the states. And tonight, 13 states that already had so-called trigger laws on the books already banning abortion, set to go into effect immediately. Six states now banning abortion, Missouri and Oklahoma among them. And in all, 26 states plan to ban or severely restrict abortion now. Tonight, these images coming in from across the country, the demonstrations and protests, these images from New York City, Washington Square Park at this hour. And outside the Supreme Court, crowds growing all day, one side declaring victory, the other side in disbelief that this is no longer a decision protected across this country between a woman and her doctor. Abortion rights opponents celebrating a victory 50 years in the making. Abortion rights supporters stunned that a 50-year precedent has been overturned, now vowing to fight this. A Mississippi law at the heart of this case, a ban on abortions after 15 weeks, the court upholding that law, and five of the justices going further, overturning Roe. Justice Samuel Alito writing for that majority, saying the Constitution does not confer a right to abortion under protections for liberty or privacy. Justice Stephen Breyer writing for the dissent, saying this is based on nothing more than the fact that three new justices appointed by Donald Trump passed decisive votes to overturn Roe, and that this decision opens potential challenges now to other settled rights in this country, including contraception and same-sex marriage. And tonight, the map here, those 26 states that now plan to take action to restrict or ban abortion, including those 13 states with immediate trigger laws. And all of this playing out tonight, despite the polling in this country that shows a majority of Americans believe abortion should be legal. A recent ABC News poll showing 70% of Americans believe this is a decision that should be between a woman and her doctor. Tonight, the reaction swift. President Biden calling this a sad day for the court and the country, calling the decision a tragic error. Former President Trump calling it the biggest win for life in a generation, taking credit for overturning Roe. Speaker Pelosi saying this is a slap in the face for women. Women today have less freedom than their mothers did, she said. Tonight, we will hear from all sides, Rachel Scott, Mary Bruce, Deborah Roberts, all standing by. But we begin tonight with Terry Moran, who has covered the Supreme Court for years, and he's at the court tonight.
At the Supreme Court today, an historic upheaval. In a sweeping ruling that overturned a half a century of precedents, five justices ended the right of American women to choose abortion under the Constitution. The court upheld Mississippi's ban on abortions after 15 weeks by a 6-3 vote, and five of those justices went even farther, voting to overturn Roe v. Wade itself. Today's opinion is nearly identical to the draft that leaked from the court last month. Justice Samuel Alito rejecting the 1973 landmark ruling in Roe, scorning the idea that the Constitution protects a right to choose abortion. Roe was on a collision course with the Constitution from the day it was decided, Alito wrote. It is time to heed the Constitution and return the issue of abortion to the people's elected representatives. Chief Justice John Roberts joined the conservative majority in upholding the Mississippi law, but he insisted the court did not need to overturn Roe. Instead, he searched for some middle ground, pleading. None of this, however, requires that we also take the dramatic step of altogether eliminating the abortion right first recognized in Roe. And from the liberal wing, a scathing, agonized dissent. Justice Stephen Breyer arguing that Alito's ruling is based on nothing more than the fact that three new justices appointed by Donald Trump, Neil Gorsuch, Brett Kavanaugh, and Amy Coney Barrett, cast decisive votes to overturn Roe. Neither law, nor facts, nor attitudes have provided any new reasons to reach a different result than Roe did. All that has changed is this court, Breyer wrote. And in the dissent's last line, Breyer, along with Justices Elena Kagan and Sonia Sotomayor, struck a somber note. With sorrow for this court, but more for the many millions of American women who have today lost a fundamental constitutional protection, we dissent. The impact of today's ruling will be immediate. 13 states have trigger laws that end access to abortion now that Roe is overturned. 13 more states are now expected to move quickly to ban abortion. Abortion rights groups are bracing for this new reality in America.
We certainly are going to be doing everything we can to maintain abortion access in the states that we expect to see coming hard at trying to ban abortion to keep access to services as long as possible.
But for those opposed to abortion rights who have fought for this day for decades, there is victory and vindication.
We've been working on this for actually more than 50 years before Roe v. Wade, working to protect unborn children. We have certainly in the pro-life movement, a lot of support and programs, centers, pregnancy centers that will help women.
In a written statement, former President Trump calling today's ruling the biggest win for life in a generation. And Trump takes credit for recent conservative Supreme Court decisions made possible, he claims, because I delivered everything as promised, including nominating and getting three highly respected and strong constitutionalists confirmed to the United States Supreme Court. At the White House, President Biden warned of dire consequences as a result of this decision.
With Roe gone, let's be very clear. The health and life of women in this nation are now at risk. It was three justices named by one president, Donald Trump, who were the core of today's decision to upend the scales of justice and eliminate a fundamental right for women in this country.
Former President Barack Obama tweeting, "The Supreme Court not only reversed nearly 50 years of precedent, it relegated the most intensely personal decision someone can make to the whims of politicians and ideologues, attacking the essential freedoms of millions of Americans." And Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi accused Republicans of trying to drag women into the past.
Because of Donald Trump, Mitch McConnell, and the Republican Party, their supermajority in the Supreme Court, American women today have less freedom than their mothers. What this means to women is such an insult. It's a slap in the face to women about using their own judgment to make their own decisions about their reproductive freedom.
And Terry Moran joins us from the Supreme Court tonight. And Terry, we took note that Justice Clarence Thomas today writing a concurring opinion, calling on his colleagues to use this same reasoning to now revisit other cases like contraception and same-sex marriage based on the legal reasoning used in this particular ruling.
He sure did, David. Justice Alito insists this opinion should only apply to abortion, but the reasoning the court used to overturn Roe v. Wade, that can be used against other cases. And Justice Thomas calls on his colleague to reconsider the cases that establish the right to gay marriage, to contraception, even to private sexual conduct. In dissent, Justice Breyer warning the country, no one should be confident that this majority is done with its work.
David?
We can see the protests on both sides right there behind you. Terry Moran leading us off tonight. Thank you. And tonight, the Supreme Court's decision to overturn Roe, of course, sparking emotional reactions on this issue, a deeply personal issue on both sides. ABC's Rachel Scott has been traveling the country for months to hear from women on all sides of this debate. Tonight, we hear from women outside the court and across the nation and from the clinics now forced, even today, to tell women who had appointments that they can no longer come, that they, in some cases, must now travel 7 to 8 hours to get to another state. Here's Rachel Scott tonight.
This is the moment when the crowds gathered in front of the Supreme Court heard the news. A joyful moment for Nady Casillas, who came with her husband.
I was shaking and I was so happy. I couldn't even think about anything else. I was just shaking.
For others, like 21-year-old Kaylin Tanner, disappointment.
It doesn't matter if you don't agree with abortion, but that doesn't mean you take the rights away from somebody else. Period.
For Ivana Castillo, this was deeply personal.
Tell me why it was important for you to be out here today.
It's important because a long time ago, I did have an abortion myself. I was raped. So for me, this moment in history is sad.
In parts of the country, the change was immediate. Abortion now illegal in at least 6 of those so-called trigger states, including Arkansas. Dr. Janet Cathy works at the only clinic in Arkansas providing abortions, already forced to turn people away.
We had patients in their car on their way here. And, you know, we called patients. It's like, I'm already on my way. And they thought, well, I'm already on my way. It'll be okay. And it's like, no, it's immediate. It's immediate. I would say panic is the primary reaction.
Some of those women will now have to drive more than 7 hours to states like Illinois. Dr. Colleen McNichols runs a Planned Parenthood clinic there.
Within minutes, we were receiving calls from clinics in other trigger ban states to say, I have patients on the schedule tomorrow. How many can you accommodate in the coming days?
These women now facing a new reality.
You're talking about spending the night somewhere, a day off work and finding childcare and gasoline and reliable transportation and knowing where to stay.
Shortly after today's ruling, during ABC's live coverage, David asking the president of March for Life what she would say to those women now being turned away, facing 7-8 hour journeys to get an abortion.
What would you say to those women and about those women?
What I'd say is that you've got this, that you've got so many opportunities in front of you, and that is a growing life, an actual human being, the poorest of the poor, the most vulnerable, the unborn that is within you. And we'd love to give you all sorts of resources to choose adoption, to be able to support you to make the choice for life.
Over the last year, I've traveled the country to understand both sides of this. In Oklahoma, where abortion is now illegal, I spoke with Republican State Representative Wendy Stearman, herself a mother of 6.
I very much agree with the founding principles of our country, which are to defend life and liberty, and life is the first one.
Do you feel like the public support is behind you?
In the state of Oklahoma, absolutely.
But in states where Democrats are in power, a new push to protect abortion rights. Today, the governors of Oregon, California, and Washington banding together in what they call a West Coast offense.
We will continue to protect patients from any state who come to our states for abortion care.
Defend doctors, nurses, and medical professionals.
And we're going to expand access to abortion services for the people in need.
Tonight in Jackson, Mississippi, the clinic at the center of the Supreme Court case is still performing abortions. By law, they have just another 10 days. Workers escorting young women to and from appointments.
David, I spoke to that Oklahoma lawmaker, Wendy Stearman. She told me she is thrilled by today's decision. She calls it long overdue. Planned Parenthood has been working for months to create a network of clinics so that women could still have access to abortions in states where it is legal, David.
All right, Rachel Scott of the Supreme Court as well for us. Rachel, thank you. And now to the political battle ahead. This Supreme Court decision overturning Roe versus Wade has been a fight in the works for nearly 50 years now, but many believe this was truly set in motion with the 2016 presidential election between Donald Trump and Hillary Clinton. And both parties tonight now recognize abortion will be front and center in the midterms later this year. Mary Bruce on that part of the story tonight.
No matter what side of the abortion issue you're on, the 2016 presidential election was pivotal. Then-candidate Donald Trump was clear in his intentions.
I am putting pro-life justices on the court. I will say this, it will go back to the states, and the states will then make a determination.
His opponent, Hillary Clinton, vowing to defend the right to an abortion.
I strongly support Roe v. Wade, which guarantees a constitutional right to a woman to make the most intimate, most difficult in many cases, decisions about her health care that one can imagine.
Clinton went on to win the popular vote, but Trump won the Electoral College and the White House. As president, Trump got his chance, naming not just one, but three conservative justices to the court. All of them pressed at their confirmation hearings about whether they would overturn Roe.
So a good judge will consider it as precedent of the United States Supreme Court, worthy as treatment of precedent like any other.
One of the important things to keep in mind about Roe v. Wade is that it has been reaffirmed many times over the past 45 years.
As Richard Fallon from Harvard said, Roe is not a super precedent because calls for its overruling have never ceased, but that doesn't mean that Roe should be overruled.
But even after answering that Roe was established precedent, today all three Trump-appointed justices voted to overturn the right to an abortion. Republican Senator Susan Collins, who supports abortion rights and was the decisive vote to confirm Kavanaugh and critical to putting Gorsuch on the bench, says she was misled. Collins calling today's decision a sudden radical jolt, saying it is inconsistent with what Justices Gorsuch and Kavanaugh said in their testimony and their meetings with me, where they both were insistent on the importance of supporting long-standing precedents that the country has relied upon. Today's decision will forever change this nation, impacting generations of women. With the midterms just months away, the president, blunt.
This fall, Roe is on the ballot. Personal freedoms are on the ballot. The right to privacy, liberty, equality, they're all on the ballot.
David, we know this. Elections have consequences. And tonight, Donald Trump is taking credit while President Biden is trying to do what he can, taking actions to defend women who may travel to other states to get an abortion and to try and make sure that the abortion pill is still readily accessible. But he knows real change here can only come from Congress. And that is why he's already stressing the importance of the upcoming midterms. David.
All right, Mary Bruce live at the White House. Mary, thank you. And one more note on this tonight. The dividing lines clear across this nation, sometimes opposing views within the same family, between mothers and daughters. ABC's Deborah Roberts tonight.
Tonight, across this country, the nation divided. Some considering today a victory 50 years in the making. Others outraged that a decision between a woman and her doctor is taken away. In some cases, the bitter divide within the same family. Nicole and Kathleen, a tight-knit mom and daughter from the Midwest. Mom Nicole considered aborting Kathleen, but didn't. Now the grown daughter disagreeing with her mother, firmly believing in a woman's right to choose. They disagree, but it's complicated.
Your mom has equated abortion to murder at one point, no?
At a certain point, yes. If it's a viable child that could live outside the womb, yeah.
And why is this so important for you to try to change her mind?
I have the right to control my own body, my own life, my own future, my own destiny.
The idea that now that there are so many states that are starting to enact laws that are prohibiting abortion, what was your reaction to those moves?
I have to say a little bit of fear.
Fear?
Yeah, because as much as I don't really agree with it for me, it's a huge change. And anytime you lose a freedom, even one that is controversial, that's frightening to me. Any freedom lost is a little frightening to me.
Despite her views, she's concerned about other women, she says, stepping into this new territory. This is a complicated and passionate conversation, no doubt being had across dinner tables all across the country tonight with women like Kathleen, David, determined to convince their moms that they are entitled to the same right to choose, which their mothers had all those years ago when they faced tough decisions.
Dividing lines in the country and sometimes within the same family. Mm-hmm. Thank you, Deborah. Really important tonight. When we come back here, the major headline from the war in Ukraine tonight, where the Ukrainians are now pulling out tonight. and later the shipwreck discovered. The images of the U.S. Navy destroyer coming in now.
Hey, I'm Andy Mitchell, a New York Times bestselling author.
And I'm Sabrina Kohlberg, a morning television producer. We're moms of toddlers and best friends of 20 years.
And we both love to talk about being parents, yes, but also pop culture.
So we're combining our two interests by talking to celebrities, writers, and fellow scholars of TV and movies.
Cinema, really.
About what we all can learn from the fictional moms we love to watch.
From ABC Audio and Good Morning America, Pop Culture Moms is out now wherever you listen to podcasts.
We've got the exclusive view behind the table. Every day, right after the show, while the topics are still hot, the ladies go deeper into the moments that make the view, the view. The Views Behind the Table podcast. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
The first ever criminal trial of a former president is underway in Manhattan. It's one of potentially four trials facing former President Trump as he makes his third bid for the White House. What do voters think about his culpability, and would a guilty verdict make a difference in the election? I'm Galen Druk, and every Monday and Thursday on the 538 Politics podcast, we break down the latest news from the campaign trail. We sort through the noise and zoom in on what really matters, using data and research as we go. That's 538 Politics every Monday and Thursday, wherever you get your podcasts.
Tonight, the first bipartisan bill on gun safety in 30 years, clearing the House, now waiting for the president's signature, enhancing background checks and red flag laws, and funding gun violence prevention and mental health. But no action on assault weapons, AR-15-style rifles, or age limits, like the issues brought up in Buffalo and Uvalde. Tonight, Ukrainian forces retreating from the city of Severodonetsk in the east. Vladimir Putin now one step closer to claiming the Donbass region. A final image, a World War II U.S. Navy destroyer, the Sammy B, 23,000 feet down in the Pacific, hit in October 1944. 89 Americans were lost on that ship. Good night.